Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together there were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." And they said to him, "We will come with you." So they set out, got into a boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing there on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and they were not able to pull it in because of the number of the fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging with them the net of fish. When they climbed out on the shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over, took the bread, and gave it to them, and in a like manner, the fish. This was now the third time Jesus revealed himself to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. So have you ever bought a pair of brand new leather shoes? Anybody? And what's it like the first day you put them on? They're just painful, aren't they? And the second day, the third day, week one, week two, finally, you get to break them in. And they're sort of comfortable. Then after a while, they're really comfortable. I kind of feel that way about this morning's gospel. The disciples, this is the third time Jesus appeared to them after rising from the dead. And they were getting better at it. They were getting a little more comfortable with Jesus being there. You know, they were out fishing. Seems like, let's see, what shall we do? Shall we go and talk to the people about the Lord? Or shall we go fishing? They all said, "Fishing," because that's what they did. But things were a little different this day. The Lord was there preparing fish. Peter, and I love the phrase, who was scantily clad. I'm not sure what scantily clad is. I think it's a step above being unclad or naked. So Peter was scantily clad there and goes, "Oh, I know who's there," and jumps in the water, swims to the Lord, and he's got stuff all set up. The other disciples come in with the boat, brings the rest of the fish in. But Peter was the one that saw and believed first. Scantily clad Peter. I guess that's better than being known as Doubting Thomas, right? Peter, scantily clad. So today, the Lord shows himself to the disciples. He shows himself to us. We have that opportunity to be fed by the Lord. Not by fish, but by his body and his blood. And this is what we're called to do. We see the Lord, we jump in the water, scantily clad or not. We come to his table. And at his table, he shares his body and blood with us. And for that, we are grateful.